We're Pastors George and Terry Pearsons, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Here we are, Friday of these 2 weeks.
Very special weeks that we've had.
This has been great.
Been bringing to you excerpts from the Southwest Believers Convention.
Right.
And really tastes of all parts of the convention. You might even want to go back and watch some of these. But you especially can go back and watch all the full messages from the convention at kcm.org. But we started 2 weeks ago, George, with Brother Copeland.
Yes,
we did. He always starts the meeting, but he also always ties it, bow on top.
Mm-hmm.
And today, he's going to be talking about being faith specialists.
Oh.
That's what we're called to do.
That's right.
And
absolutely.
Nobody does it quite like Brother Copeland.
Right.
So let's join this service as he is talking to us about faith and receiving. Oh, I get excited just talking about it.
Faith is a discipline. You have to keep the laws of faith, and you have to walk in love to do it because it works by love.
Yes, yes.
Why? It's God's faith.
Amen.
There is no faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There are laws of receiving it. There's laws of releasing it. Then there's laws after it's released to maintain it and how to keep it on the problem until the problem is solved.
Amen.
These are the laws that govern this. My job is to teach it from that book. And that's what Jack Hayford blessed me with that day. He said, I don't believe you're balanced. You're not supposed to be. You're a faith specialist. That's what God's called you to do. Now, I have seen ministries. Now, no one that I know personally, but know about, that got out of their lane. God called them to do this, and they decided they want to do this. And of whom much is given, much is required. I don't have that choice. I don't have that choice to do that. I'm under command authority. And where I have gotten in trouble is making my own plans and asking him to bless them. And finally, he said, if you'll just ask me for the plan, it's already blessed. Well, what I was doing was getting me into trouble. So I had to change the way I operate and get into the way he operates. Now, faith is a spiritual force, not mental. We know that from Mark 11, 22 and 25, that scripture. But let's look at that same scripture in Matthew chapter 21. Mark is the classic example. But Matthew 21 adds something else to it that takes the argument out of Mark chapter 11. So then there is Matthew 21:21. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree. Now back up. Found no leaves and said unto it, let no fruit grow on you hereafter forever, and presently it withered away. If you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you will say to this mountain, be removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. All things, whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive.
Amen.
All things. All things. Whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. That's the answer to the prayer. Let that word fight its own fight. Amen.
Amen.
So you go to the scripture that covers the situation. And then you lay it over that template. And think about this. Ask. And it'll what? Help me here. Ask and you shall.
Receive.
Knock and it will.
Open.
And what else?
Seek
and you shall find. A. S. K. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open. A. S. K.
Amen. Wow.
And so, I have no excuse. Now I'm dealing with a situation right now. And I believe that. I'm not getting the results that I should have. He can't miss it. I'm the one that's missing it. I'm seeking my heart. I'm taking the time to search my heart, not my head. I like what Keith Moore said. Well, I like everything Keith Moore said. But this did me more good than a lot of the other things that he said. He said, so you go, you pull out the file drawer, and you go from all the way to the back and all the way back to the front. Then you take all the files out and you put them back in there. Sweetheart, it's not in there. And you can take all the files in your brain and you can work with it and just wallow around with it and say, I just don't understand. I just don't understand. It's not in there. That's the reason you don't understand. You don't understand because you don't understand. Like one guy said, let the main thing be the main thing. And keep the main thing the main thing. Well, what is the main thing? You've answered that question, you'll find out what's the rest of it. What is the main thing? That blood book.
That's right.
The answers are in there. And I'll find it. It's on the inside of me. It's in my spirit because He's in there.
Amen.
Now, it's my job to set myself aside on the first chapter of Joshua. Meditate on my word day and night, and don't let this law depart from your mouth. And you will observe to do what is therein, and you'll deal wisely in the affairs of life.
Amen.
So that's where I am. I'm searching, but He's in there, and He and I have a working agreement together. Now then, believe it in your heart, say it with your mouth. Romans 10:10, you know what that is, but I want you to see it. I want you to be in your eyes and ears. Romans 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that I zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant or uninformed about God's righteousness, and are going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Well, that's a dangerous situation right there. For Christ is the end of the law. The anointed one, and His anointing is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. Now look at the 10th verse. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto. to salvation. There is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, and how shall they call on him that had not believed, and so forth. Praise God. So then faith comes by hearing. Well, you get in that place and you just stay there. That fundamental thing, it has to produce results. Amen. Amen. And every time Brother Hagin had came up, he'd say, open your Bibles to Mark chapter 11. Because that's where he got delivered in a moment's time from a deadly blood disease and absolute paralyzed body. And within seconds, he was standing upright. He only weighed 89 pounds. You think he's going somewhere else other than Mark 11, 23, 24, and 25? That's the basic fundamentals. And it got him off of a deathbed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I grow up, I want to be just like him.
Yes, sir.
We came in one time, he looked over at my book table and looked over to his. He said, Ken, the least you could do is change the titles. I said, no, sir, Brother Hagin, that's the title of that message. I'm not about to go change it. I wouldn't have changed it if it was a book. Well, he said, well, I never thought about that. I didn't have any right to change the message because I heard it from him. So I have to be honorable where that's concerned. And there's certain things that I have ordered from Kenneth Hagin Ministries, from Ken Jr., that I know good and well, he just sent it to me. There was a particular message that, well, it's the message that we used on the covenant book. God, the covenant, and the contradiction. That was a message Brother Hagin preached that changed my life. So I wanted to send CDs of that. And I called Ken Jr. And I said, I'm sending so-and-so some CDs. And I'm sending you $4,000 for the ministry to replace what you're sending me. I cannot violate that because faith works by love. He would have just, he didn't care if I sent that message to people. I have to do that. I just, you have to walk in that. All of the services used to teach honor. But I understand now that the Marine Corps is the only one left that does. Now, I'm not talking about the academies because I don't know. But the Marine Corps, I mean, you enlist in the Marine Corps, you're going to hear about honor. You will have certain classes about it. Well, honor is a biblical thing. Hallelujah. So, now in closing, here it is. Number one, believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth. Find the promise. Faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. Abraham's blessing cannot be received with Thomas's faith. Faith called things that be not as though they were. Faith demands corresponding action. Let's close in the fifth chapter of the book of Mark. Mark chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. They came to the other side of the sea, the country of the Gadarenes. Now, when this happened, that Jesus went over there to deliver Brother Legion. and clothed him and called him to preach. So they came back, and departed. Now, verse 21. Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side. Much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. There cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Jesus went with him. Well, wasn't hard to talk him into it, was it? He went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. A certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had, was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And then she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. She didn't feel it and then claim it. No, she said it. So she got what she said. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? His disciples said, You see the multitude thronging, then sayest thou, Who touched me? He looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him the truth. And he said to her, Daughter, your faith made you whole. It was his power. But it was her faith. Because it wouldn't have worked had she not touched him. All this time, Jairus is standing there. He'd already said his faith, and he wasn't budging. Even when the death messenger came. While he yet spake, there came one of the rulers of synagogue's house, certain, Your daughter's dead. Why trouble thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, Don't be afraid, believe only. He suffered no man to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. He came into the house of the ruler, and they wept and wailed greatly. When he came in, he said to them, Well, the damsel is not dead, but sleeps. They laughed him to scorn. I mean, they were really nasty to him. He didn't care. That's the reason he didn't allow any of the rest of them to come in there. Amen. Get their feelings hurt because they talk to him like that? And you mess this whole deal up. Mm. You stay out there and keep the crowd away. You just keep the scorners out of here. They went in there, and there was an atmosphere of faith. An atmosphere of faith. He took the damsel by hand and said unto her, Damsel, I say unto thee. See what he did? Used his words. I say unto thee, arise. Straightway the damsel arose and walked. She was the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it and commanded that she give something to eat. Now, what did he mean that no man know it? Well, he said, it's the Father within me. He does the work. Amen. Knowing that they are going to tell it. But he's righteous before his Father. He's not going to take the credit for it. Yeah. Amen. He's not taking the credit for it. Now, you and I give him the credit for it. But we know him. They didn't know him. They did not know who he was. Read the book of Isaiah about him. He was in their midst, and they didn't know it. But then they found it out after he was raised from the dead. And they found it out on the day of Pentecost, because his representatives began to scatter it all over the world. And that's the reason you and I are here tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
The fundamentals of faith, they work, but they only work when they're put to work.
I so enjoy listening to Brother Copeland talk about being a faith specialist and the things that he teaches on faith. Terry, this is what God has called him to do.
It's what God's called all of us to do, is to walk and to live by faith. That's why I so appreciate God's call on this ministry and on us to be faith specialists. Because you know, George, we've got to have faith for everything. And think about it.
Yeah.
Of all the things we really have to have faith for is our government.
That's
and
right.
The nations and
that's
the politics
right.
and elections.
Yeah.
In fact, that's why we have Flashpoint and the Victory News, so that people can hear a faith where it concerns these government and political things.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have faith
mm-hmm.
for that. Now, really, it's exciting to know that we actually started off the Southwest
That's
Believers
right.
Convention
That's right.
with a Flashpoint live service on Sunday night. Now, you may have missed that, so watch this and just get a taste of what happened.
Here we are. It all starts tonight with Flashpoint Live Fort Worth. Southwest is right around the corner. Let's do it.
Keep pressing in, Flashpoint Army and the rest of you, because we are winning this battle in the heavenlies.
That's right. For so long, the prophetic has been running behind. The political has been out in front, but now the prophetic is going to be out in front, and the political is going to catch up to it. We've seen what darkness looks like. We're about to see what light looks like that overcomes evil.
Don't tell me that Jesus is not alive. Don't tell me that God can't do it. Don't tell me that it's not happening. Come on now.
The power of Christ in you is enough for you to change the game in your families, in your communities, so you're not going in your personality, you're not going in your own strength, your own bravery. You're going to rise up the Spirit of God within you, who is greater than he who's in the world, and you're going to speak to that Goliath, and you're going to do it, and you're going to watch the giant fall to the ground.
I pray for an anointing of mobilization for such a time as this. Come on, reach up and grab that anointing right now. Reach up and grab that. Man, it's time for us to arise as Mordecai.
George, there was so much that we didn't even get to highlight
right.
over these
right.
2 weeks. But something I'd like to point out right now is healing.
Oh, my.
Now, Jesus sent his word, and it healed them. We had healing taking place all week long.
Yeah.
Brother Jesse was ministering healing by the word of knowledge, laying hands on people. Sister Nancy ministered healing. She laid hands on people. There was just power of God flowing in every direction.
Right.
And then on Saturday, Brother Copeland taught healing school. George, we had testimony after testimony after
amazing.
Testimony.
Yeah.
People doing
yeah.
what they couldn't do before,
yeah.
you know, just see people moving and seeing and hearing. Well, one of my favorite things is watching the children come in
yeah.
and seeing the children come in and
yeah.
give their testimonies of healing that they received in Super Kid Academy Healing School.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
But
what testimonies came out of that?
All
the
of
children.
That. Every, mm. yeah. And
yeah.
all of it was a result of faith and what we heard Brother Copeland
right.
teach today,
yeah.
being faith specialist.
And that's what we're called to do, teaching people faith so that they can receive healing, they can be having faith for overcoming. I mean, every voice we have is a faith voice. Now, all of the voices that we have here at the ministry, the broadcast, the magazine, Victory Channel, events, social media, the website, the
Our church,
KCBC, Kenneth Copeland Bible College.
Everything.
My goodness, there's so much going on here.
Faith.
And it
faith.
Takes faith for everything that we do. And so I just want to remind you, when you sow into Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you're sowing into this voice of faith that's being taken all over the world. Every available voice. That's what we're sowing into. And I'll tell you, this scripture just jumped into my heart a moment ago, that Jesus, speaking to the disciples before he left the earth, he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And you know something? That's what we're doing here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are preaching the uncompromising word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. And I am so thankful for the partners that we have. We have tremendous partners that join with us in supplying the needs that we have to be able to get the job done. And you can become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
You know, a partner is someone that says, "You know what, Brother Copeland, George, I want to partner with you. I want to be a regular financial contributor. Yeah. I want to be someone that regularly prays for you, regularly uses my faith on behalf of all that you're doing through Kenneth Copeland Ministries." As you said, KCBC, the church,
everything,
the magazine, the channel, the BVOV, our books, messages. It's in every direction around the world.
Yeah.
So being a partner then says, "I'm going to be a part. I'm committing to be a part with my faith, my finances, my prayers, my love." And then our commitment to you is to continue to bring that faith to you, but also in the name of your support, taking it to the whole world. That's why I'm excited about this Every Available Voice offering, because it helps us with these meetings.
Yeah.
You know, we went into this meeting with it paid for, so that everything over and above would go into outreach.
That's right.
I'm thankful for that. And so this kcm.org/voice, kcm.org/voice, is where you can make your contribution. Or if you're in the United States, you can text us and you just type in voice and send it to 36609. Or you can write us using the information that's on your screen. No matter where you are around the world, the information is right there and sowing into this voice offering.
Yeah, that's
you pray
right.
over them real quick, George.
Yeah, absolutely. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over everyone who is watching, and I thank you. I thank you for those who are sowing into this great outreach, the outreach of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and that, Lord, you are blessing them beyond measure. You are blessing them beyond comprehension. Every bill paid, every debt wiped out, and Father, more than enough to be able to sow and to give. Lord, we thank you for this, and thank you in Jesus' name for changing lives and turning people around to know you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So we invite you to next year's Southwest, and we, of course, want you to watch on Monday. But until then, remember this.
God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To give by text, text the letters KCM to 36609.